Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
So, Amy, Coldplay is on tour.
Yeah.
Love Coldplay. They're
enjoyable. I actually love Coldplay, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
So, I've not seen them live. I wouldn't mind. There is a company called Astronomer, which is some sort of software company. I think they are maybe in artificial intelligence. In some respects, it's an over $1 billion business. So at a Coldplay concert, which just happened yesterday, they're going through the crowd and they've got the cameras on certain members of the crowd. And Chris Martin, the lead singer, is talking about who's on camera.
Okay.
And they pan to this couple. And it's a, you know, fairly older guy, and he's standing behind a woman. He's got his arms around her. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they put them up on camera, she ducks away.
Oh, no.
And he bends down.
Oh, no.
And Chris Martin says, either they're having an affair or they're very shy. Well, it turns out the man is the CEO of this company, Astronomer. His name is Andy Byron. And the woman that he's holding is the HR person at the company. Both of them are married to other people.
I'm so... It couldn't have happened to a nicer couple.
It
is.
So it happened...
Love it.
It happened in Boston.
Yes.
She is the HR chief. Her name is Kristen Cabot. And this happened last night at the show. That's unbelievable.
This makes me so happy. Humiliating.
I mean, you got to see the video. You have to see the video because they react in a very big way. And
it's
like, oh, my God.
Love it.
Also, I don't think it was the same show in Boston. It may have been the night before, but the Savannah Bananas were there. The Bananas coming to town this weekend at Busch Stadium starting tomorrow. And Chris Martin shouted them out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about them and then says something about Yellow. You know, because there's a song called Yellow, and then he goes into the song.
Song was written
about
them.
So the Bananas got shouted out at the Coldplay concert in Boston.
I love that this couple got caught by Chris Martin.
Awesome.
That's who outed you.
You have got to search out the video. It's awesome.
I love that. Ronj, you know how I got my speeding ticket on opening day?
Yeah.
And I got a lawyer, got it taken care of.
Because I know your lawyer.
You don't want the points. And they keep saying you don't
want
the points.
He's a real ambulance chaser, this guy.
Yeah. You don't want the points. And people talk about
the points. His name is Brad Young.
People talk about the points. And here's why you don't want the points, Ron. This is why you don't just pay your ticket.
Oh.
So Emma Watson has lost her license for six months. And I thought, oh my gosh, was she driving drunk? Was she doing something horrible? No, she was going 38 in a 30. She was going 38 miles an hour in a 30.
Yes.
And she lost her license because she already had 9 points on her license for speeding previously and either had just paid the tickets, I guess.
So this happened in the UK, right?
This happened in the UK.
Yeah.
And she had points on her license for previous infractions in the past 2 years. And I'm telling you, 38 and a 30... I get that it's speeding, but that is not the worst thing you can do. And to lose your license over that, that's why you don't want the points.
Did you see that there was somebody else from Harry Potter movies? I don't know who it was because I didn't watch any of them. On the very same day.
Zoe Wanamaker.
Yes. She was going something like 48 and a 45.
No, she was going 46 and a 40.
She got fined
1,000 points, and she can't drive for 6 months.
Can you imagine here?
46 and a 40?
That's nothing.
They don't even pull you over for 46 and a 40.
They don't look at you here.
So I will say in Europe, and I guess in UK, they are very, like Watson, Wanamaker, however you say it, she had 9 points on her license. Maybe you can't. Maybe you have to take the points in the UK. You know, I don't know. But that would make driving so nerve-wracking for me that you would lose your license because you were going 46 miles an hour in a 40-mile-per-hour speed limit. And I will say this. When I went to Switzerland, we went on our friend drove us across the country to get to the other side. And in this five-hour road trip, like, he doesn't speed at all. And he said, well, here's the thing. He goes, we have cameras all over the highway. It's not like, I hope I don't get caught. It's, you will get caught. You will get caught. The fines are so high for speeding because they're based solely on how much you make. It's a percentage of your salary. So you could be going, 8 miles an hour over the speed limit and owe $7,000 in a speeding ticket. And also, again, you know, you'll get points. You don't want the points. I will say to me, I am glad we don't have that. I like I said, I get it. You shouldn't speed, but I would be so freaked out if there were cameras everywhere all the time.
Well, there's not, again, there's not real inherent danger of going like 46, 5 miles over a speed limit.
Can you imagine losing your license,
depending
Ron,
on where you are? Oh, God,
because
no.
You went 46 and a 40?
No.
If there's a cop, you're going 44. Because if you're going 40, the cop's going to pull you over because it looks suspicious. When you're going the speed limit, it looks suspicious.
Right, we give you a little leeway here.
Yeah.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris. So don't get pulled over in the UK. Do not drive in the UK.
Well, they also drive on the wrong side of the road.
That's the other problem.
You should get a ticket
for
that.
Not just because of the speeding tickets and the speeding infractions. It's because they drive on the wrong side of the road and you don't know how to do that.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.